when you go to a hospital and there's a mother there with her dying child and largely dying because of what my government is doing and what I am really responsible for, and they're thanking you for coming, and they are comforting you because they see that this really disturbs you. And this is the mother of the dying child, you know, trying to comfort you and thanking you for coming. It's like, it's the most humbling experience you can ever have. And it's like, you know, you feel that kind of forgiveness and kind of compassion from somebody, and it makes it really difficult to come back here and to kind of be in, to get back involved in the peace movement, where I really recognized a lot of kind of anger and bitterness that I think a lot of people have in the peace movement. And there's, you know, I experience it and I see it so much more now than I did before, because I've been somewhere where people have been so peaceful and forgiving and compassionate towards me. It's really hard for me because, you know, it makes it difficult to then turn around and be really angry and unforgiving of other people, you know, whether it be like the right wing or, you know, the Bush administration. And, you know, I wasn't really prepared to change that about myself. Yet I feel like I have to now, because I have been given forgiveness. I've been given compassion by the very people that I am literally responsible for killing. And I can't accept that forgiveness and that love and that compassion and then turn around and not have it for other people. I know I'm not really explaining it very well. In a country where, you know, their leader doesn't particularly represent them, and that they can make the distinction between the government and the people, that they then in turn do the same thing towards us. Like, they don't necessarily think that George Bush and the American people are in any way linked. Like, I think that they can definitely make that distinction. And perhaps that perception that I have of, like, them kind of forgiving us is based on my belief that in a democracy, more so than anywhere else in the world, we are responsible for what our government is doing. I am responsible for the sanctions. I am responsible for the United States foreign policy, because I help to choose the leaders. I help to, you know, the whole idea of a democracy is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So, you know, we are directly responsible. I mean, it's a great right, and it's a great privilege to be a part of a democracy, but it's also a huge responsibility.